We got the gangster.
What's up, guys?
What's up, everybody? We're here. This is where it all pretty much started, where I met Javier. And then Benjamin, I got Benjamin in here. I got Juan over here that I got him inside the VFW as well. This is a great show, man. If you guys haven't come out to this event anytime, like next time in December, you guys should come out because it's going to be better. I mean, it's not that packed today, but it was pretty packed in the morning. Do you guys want to flip it around?
Yeah, let's flip it around. Whoa, who is that guy right there?
Wait a minute. We got a... Guys, so how long has the VFW been doing the show?
I think it was like
3 years?
Two and a half years? 3 years maybe?
Yeah.
I think slowly it's been getting better and better.
I think it was stalled for a little bit.
Yeah, for 2 months.
Hard times, but that's back, you know?
So that's a good thing, though.
I think it's only going to be twice a year now. Can't confirm 100% on that, but that's what I heard last. So. I'm not sure if there's going to be one in the middle of the year and then one towards the end, but we had to figure that out with Don.
But the crowd is still coming in. I mean, we get little waves here and there.
Yeah.
We get a little traffic here and there, and then everybody here knows each other.
Oh, definitely.
We're pretty all much family.
I think people are still in church also.
Nah, you know, I don't think so. I don't want to bash on the church, but
well, I think all the demonios are here.
Oh yeah, we're pretty much in solid guys. We got guys like Arn, right. Hot Wheels, Pika Dude's new.
We got the new Pika Dude here.
The Pika Dude.
I heard my name.
Yeah, come on.
I heard my name.
We are the Beta Podcast.
I'm Pika Dude. I get all my stuff directly from Japan. I get Pokemon, any types of different anime, Attack on Titan. I know Academia is really big right now, so that's most of my merch. But any
Is this the first time you ever done the VFW? Or
yeah, it's the first time I've done this show. Yeah. But I do a bunch of different shows all around SoCal. Hopefully I'll branch out of state one day, but right now I'm just sticking to SoCal.
All right, I want to know a little bit because I asked your brother in the morning. I asked him who likes Pikachu the most, and then he said his response was, I think we equally like him, but he stole the name from me. So how did that come about?
So technically, he came up with the concept and the name of Pikachu, just kind of like as like... Like a username or handle. And then, but he wasn't doing much with it. And I had the idea. I lived in Japan for 3 years. When I came back, I said, you know what? I want to kind of start bringing the experience of Japan over here. Maybe sell some stuff. I said, how can I brand myself? I remembered his name, and he said, you know what? Just use my site. You already have the name. You already have the site. Just go with it and see what happens. Plus, we both like Pikachu, so boom. And I had all this Pikachu swag already. So
I always see that big ass Pikachu every time. Yeah. When I got to the Rocket Con or like the local shows, I've seen that. It always stands out, man.
Exactly. Yeah, this is pretty much my mascot. I want to make sure everybody sees me every event that I go. Like, I don't want people to have a hard time finding my booth. So boom, this always helps. I just put it on top. Boom, everybody sees it. But yeah, I won it at the Orange County Fair years ago. I played the Coca-Cola bottle ring toss. Nailed
and
it.
That's how you win.
Yep.
That's the origin.
That's the history
of
the,
oh my
of
goodness.
The Mega Pikachu. Yeah. Everybody wants to buy it, but I don't really want to sell it just because it attracts way too much attention.
Yeah.
But if somebody, you know, everything has a price. If somebody really wanted to buy it, I don't know, maybe 500.
You gotta get yourself a couple, man.
Yeah.
Like two or three.
I'll have to try to win some more, you know?
Yeah. That's pretty good. Yeah. How much money did you spend?
I think like $20 if I remember. Yeah. But not that much at all. Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you 20.
No. I don't know. Yeah, a little bit higher. It's good. The marketing alone is worth more than 200 for this thing, you know?
Yeah.
People walking in like, whoa, I gotta go over there, you know?
Yeah, you can see it from the bottom.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I like the story of like the origin of Pikachu.
Yeah, and I've only been doing this for about a year, so I hope to kind of do more with it and see where it goes, you know?
Well, you want to introduce your crew?
Yeah, well, this is my identical twin brother, Solo.
You want to jump in?
Yeah. Well, he goes by Solo, or he's his favorite Pokemon is Mew, so we call him Mr. Mew. You know, this is my sister. She just helps when she can.
Just the assistant. I'm like the gopher.
She's my apprentice.
Yeah, I'm learning from the master.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty cool. I think. Yeah. Thank you for sharing your story, man.
No worries.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. Check me out at Pikadude Store on Instagram or Pikadude.com. Yeah, if you have any questions, just holler.
There you go. Right. Pikadude.com or
At Pikadude Store.
At Pikadude Store on Instagram.
There you go.
All right.
Peace out.
Thank you.
So we got Juan Bravo over here.
And Joe.
And Joe.
What's up, guys?
Mandalorian. So you want to talk a bit about how you got introduced to the VFW?
Well, there was a certain person I met through OfferUp. I was looking to buy a certain figure. Happened to be this gentleman right here. So the great thing was that, you know, a lot of the guys out here that, you know, we meet and we go through, we have the same passion for our collection and what we do and do network and buy things. And he asked me if I'd like to come out here and sell. So I came to check it out because it was too late by the time I called and talked to Don. So I came out, checked it out, and I was like, wow, you know, it was really cool to talk to people, to individuals. And again, it's like, you know, you talk to people that have the same likes, and you talk about Star Wars or Marvel Legends, just go on forever. Came around the second time, we had a show, and I started selling, and you know what? I love it. And you know what? I get to talk to, like, everybody here, everybody out there, you know? You know, it's great. You know, there's days that you do real good, some days you don't do good, but you know, when you get to talk to other people and able to network with them, or for example, there was something that I had that I didn't have here, but I said, you know what, there's a guy Lewis down there, why don't you go check him out? And you know, I'm not here to money gouge and steal people's sales or anything. I mean, you don't need that thing.
You know, that's one thing that I noticed today more than any other of the shows, that everybody was saying, I don't know if this person has it, but I can refer you to that person to see if they have it or not.
There was one customer that came here, actually, and he told me he had some He-Man stuff. And he asked me if I was interested in buying it. I said, you know what? No, I'm not into He-Man. But I think everybody would probably figure out what I'm into. So by some weird thing, some other guy came up and was asking me if I had He-Man. And I said, no, but I go, there's a guy over there in the corner over there that I was talking to, and why don't you go talk to that guy with the baseball hat and ask him, because he offered me that if I wanted to buy something. So, you know, even though we might not always make a sale, but you know, I think it's important that when you're able to refer somebody to somebody else, you know, we might have helped somebody else out, but at the same point in time, people can know that they can approach us, and we could probably redirect them to someone who does have it. Yeah. Or whether if it's something custom, you know, or we got somebody who has Marvel Legends, or if you feel like getting scalped, there's a guy over there somewhere. But you know, it's a great community, and every time we've done this, or we've sold together at the swap meet, or we just got together and just. Laurel. Even nobody came out here and we're able to talk amongst each other and make some trades or something, you know.
Talk shop.
We were talking about painting and how I have a guy who does rat rods and something similar to what he does in a small scale, and give me pointers maybe if I want to do something to a certain toy, like how to give it a certain look. You know, and that's about the community helping each other and what we do here, and you know, we reach out to certain people, we give toys out to kids, and
do the Toys for Tots.
You know what I mean? We want to make a positive impact to the community, but also help each other out, you know?
Yeah.
You know, we spend time with each other here and consider everybody here family. So, you know, I think it's very important for myself to, you know, the golden rule, treat others how you want to be treated, right?
Yeah, for sure.
If anybody wants to get a hold of you,
you know what? I'm getting ready to, I'm going to, not now, but shortly I'll be making an announcement when that happens, I'll let you guys know.
Oh, definitely.
But you know,
right now,
anybody wants to get a hold of me, I am on Instagram, Juan Bravo 619. You can reach me through there, probably the best way.
And if you guys need anything, let me know. I'll post it in the groups.
Yeah, yeah, check out his inventory. Look at some of the stuff that he has back here.
So, you know, I specialize in modern, also vintage, maybe not vintage, anything, you know? I think to a certain point, I feel privileged to come here and to meet people and to...
And you got here right at a good time, you know, because at the time that you came into the VFW was when it started to get more popular and a lot of people, there was a lot of vendors interested in vending, you know?
You know, when we first got here, I guess we were kind of like some of the first ones. And you know, like I said, I'm grateful and thankful that, you know, you brought me in. And, hey, you know what? I wouldn't have changed a thing, you know?
The thing I like about this community also is that, like, even not just the VFW tour show, but when we go to Rocket Con, whatever, we try to help each other out, even in other events, not just this one. We're all there.
You know, sometimes, here's an example. We're at Comic Con, I'll call you up and say, hey, I'm over here. what do you need? Or, you know? It's not about. You know, we gotta help each other out, you know? There's things we sell, yes, but at the same point in time, there's things we collect.
We're not gonna get rich off of it, that's one thing, you know, like, only if we had, like, tons of money that you could spend, you know, like, all the time, but I don't think none of us have that much amount of money to be able to sustain your own living, you know?
That's true.
At least not yet, so hopefully maybe one day we can scale up and stuff when we do like more stuff that we have planned, but I don't know. We'll see what happens.
For sure.
Come down. Come on, VFW Toy Show. Check one out. Thank you, Juan.
Thank you, and thank you.
So what do you got with us today?
I got some Hot Wheels, all sorts of Hot Wheels, especially that piece right there. And I'm selling a little bit of Star Wars, a little bit of Walking Dead as well. But yeah, I'm a Star Wars Hot Wheels guy. Been collecting Hot Wheels since 68, really, when they first came out.
Rubber tires?
Oh no, this is not rubber tires, but it's still an exclusive set. Yeah, and since it's a Skyline, everyone wants it. But yeah, I really only stopped collecting during my college years, were from 83 to 89. But I started full-on collecting in 1992, and it hasn't stopped since. I've been buying, I have now thousands of home. So,
are you in the box collector?
Yes, in the box collector. Rarely do I have loose pieces, but the majority of the loose pieces I have are of the Red Line era, 1968 to about 1974.
Do you have any here, just in case there's people that don't know what a Red Line is?
I do not. Not an original Red Line, that is.
Well, let us know, what is a Red Line?
An original Red Line is basically a Hot Wheels car with, instead of a white wall on the tire, it's red. It's a Red Line tire. That's why they call it Red Line.
They can command, the original ones can command a higher price.
Original, untouched, unrestored, unblemished ones can cost a lot.
Pretty penny.
Pretty penny, yes. Yeah, unfortunately, I don't have an example here because basically what's in demand is the newer stuff. And all the variations, like these are 51st anniversary here. I do have a couple 50th anniversary somewhere, but basically the newer pieces are the ones in demand right now.
And how long have you been coming to the selling?
I'd say about 2 years now. 2 years. I started selling when our friend Albert had a show at his house years ago. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then the VFW started having shows, and I kind of just morphed into this show.
So, all right, Arn.
Hey, pleasure. Pleasure, guys. Much respect to the podcast, and hopefully I can maybe contribute one day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. We kind of talked about it earlier, but
yeah,
we'll keep in touch for sure.
All right, thank you. Thanks, best of luck.
Thank you.
All righty.
We're heading into dangerous waters here.
No. Wannabe. Uh-oh, we have some visitors.
Hey, Kevin, we're
what's up?
With the Beta Podcast. You're live.
I'm live.
We're here at the VFW Toy Show.
Oh, I feel honored. Welcome. Right. Welcome to my... Welcome to my humble abode here. Well, I have a lot of fun things for sale here, ranging from Star Wars, Marvel,
the Poway Palace,
by way of Chula Vista.
I like that.
First of all, I don't live in Poway. This is the myth he is.
Here, local artist. Go ahead and present yourself.
What's up, man? I'm Chris Terry. At Chris Terry Draws at Instagram.
Kevin.
Yes.
So what started you into collecting, man?
Oh, wow. So that probably started when I was, in kindergarten. Somebody got me into this show called Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And I never seen anything like it. It kind of blew my mind. And then I got introduced to these toys. I kept seeing them. They were so colorful and really cool. And this is around the time you're starting to read and you're growing in education. And my aunt, who was a teacher, was teaching me to read. And I get these little coin things that she would, these little pebbles or something, that she would give me as credit that I could use to buy something that my mom had already purchased, right?
Okay.
So when I did well, with reading and hitting the metrics that I needed to, I'd have enough of these little pebbles or coins or whatever they were to get a Ninja Turtle figure. I probably had 50 of them. I had all the vehicles, the Technodrone, it took like four of my aunts and uncles to put the sewer place together for Christmas one year.
So how were the paint apps on those?
You know, at that time I didn't really care about the paint apps. I don't know why you would say
That's hella interesting.
For some reason, people seem to think that I really care about paint apps. I don't know where that came from. No, I have a reputation as the guy who only cares about paint apps. So when I'm looking at purchasing something, I don't care how the condition of the box. I don't care if it's torn, open. The box could be destroyed. It doesn't matter to me as long as the paint is good. If the paint isn't good, I'm not getting it.
And trust me, when he says if the paint isn't good, it can literally be a little scratch or a little
something. It could be.
Yes.
I mean, I've sold to Kevin, and anybody that sold to Kevin will have you bring six figures of the same one so you can pick one.
That's what I did one time with one of the vintage collection pieces. Remember I drove to your house?
Yeah.
And
you
I took
a bunch
him
of caps.
like six Captain Americas. So he could choose which
did
one.
Did I even? I might have even ended up not even getting one. I don't
know.
Yeah,
I think he didn't get it, bro.
I might have just traded in something else or bought it off him. But yeah, so I do care a lot about paint. I just can't stand when you get a figure and it looks like he's got crap on his nose. I mean, I don't want that. It's just, ugh. I mean, these companies are getting better with paint. So I think as the technology improves, we'll get better. But a lot of them, they're just not putting the money into it. So as they put more money into it, hopefully that stuff will get better. We're seeing a lot of really cool stuff with the paint apps. With Marvel Legends and with Hasbro. I mean, you compare this, and this is the same figure just with a different paint apps when it first came out, and he looks like he's really excited, to say the least, right? It's just really improved. So that has improved, but sometimes, you know, the paint is just not there. Anyways, thank you guys for coming by and checking out my stuff. Can we talk to you guys more in a longer length here?
You got to get that man cave getting.
Yeah. So we will do a whole podcast with you guys. I've already promised it to you guys. I will do it. I just have been... It's a work in progress. I want it to be completely set up before I have you guys come in. So to be continued with that.
Sounds good. Thank you again for
your time. Thanks for coming by, guys.
Don Psycho. What's going on? We are live, sir.
What's going on? Collector Showroom.
Beta.
The Psycho
Beta Podcast.
Beta.
Red.
All the time right here.
You got all those toys that you're going to open later on, huh?
Yeah, we got some stuff. There's some more videos coming up right now.
Let's see what you got. He's in the Collector Showroom.
And he does a lot of live unboxing.
Tie it in. I can't show you what I got.
Save it for the show.
You know what I mean? Later? Yeah. No, I had to, you know what I mean? Behind the scenes later on, we'll see what's going on.
All right.
And hopefully,
that's true.
That's true. No, it's not to my mind, though.
But I mean, no!
Make an example, you know what I mean? It's not the appropriate symbol.
All right, brother. Thank you for...
We'll make an exception. All right.
Yeah. How's it going? Yeah, tell us a little bit about your stuff.
Man,
what got you into to art?
I mean, comic books. Yeah, comic books and toys.
When you were little?
Yeah. I mean, Ninja Turtles, like the toys, the cartoon, Spider-Man. I mean, even like some of the art that I do is like toy related. Yeah, like this is if like Hasbro made the monsters. You know, like the WWF, the old WWF Hasbros, but they made monsters with those like molds and stuff.
That's pretty cool.
And then I got a book of like He-Man artwork. Something He-Man like was a big thing when I was growing up. You know, it's probably the reason why I draw like big old muscle dudes. I think it's how I started to learn how to draw muscles from He-Man. So I mean, they weren't right, but
just, like one day when you were little, you looked at the comic books and you were just like, oh, I can do this. Or did you take lessons, or how did you
know? Nah, I just learned from copying the comics. Yeah, I never went to school or anything. Just kind of learned on my own. I mean, there's a lot I could still learn, you know.
Yeah.
What I mean? But I just draw. I try to draw every day.
That's pretty cool.
Haven't been good about it the last couple of weeks, but.
Nah, but it's a good thing that, you know, you bring your stuff out and everybody look.
Trying, man. Yeah, trying.
It's got some good stuff.
Thanks.
Look at this metal. I don't know if you can see it, but it's like a metal sheet or a metal. It's not regular paper.
Yeah, I got some like metallic ones, like this. Even that Bruce Lee's like on a like a pearl, metallic pearl. It's not as obvious in the plastic on that one, but like that one's like metallic. Like the RoboCop is.
People are interested in your artwork. Where can they find you?
On Instagram, at Chris Terry Draws. I'm also on Facebook at Chris Terry Draws too.
Awesome.
Yeah. Well, thanks for your time. Thank
yeah.
you for.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for putting me on.
Please, you know, check out his stuff. Man.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Man,
that was
sure.
Yeah. All right.
Guys. All right. Thanks. Thank you.
What's up, guys? So this guy comes all the way from Temecula, or like closer to a little bit past more Temecula, just to sell. So what brings you all the way over here? Why don't you stay more local, or like?
I got a problem, battery call, so I apologize if I'm ruining your audio. Really quick, it's just I stumbled across the posting for the VFW toy show. I want to say it was Craigslist, and like everybody else, your collection starts to get bigger and bigger, snowballs, and it's time for you to like to downsize a little bit, you know. So it's like also to you know continue to support the hobby that you're that like, we're all in. And I hit up Don, and he gave me a table. And ever since then, you know, every time they've had a show, I've been fortunate to be able to come out here. As far as why out here, well, honestly, there's nothing in Riverside County. There's nothing like this out there, you know. And I don't know why, because there is a lot of collectors. I know because on OfferUp, you know, I post some stuff on OfferUp, and I also see other guys posting stuff on OfferUp, you know, with their handles, you know, collector this, DC this, and so there are collectors out there, but nobody has. I don't want to say. I don't know why, but nobody's ever coordinated anything like this, you know, closer to my house. Except for now they're doing the G.I. Joe, the SoCal G.I. Joe show.
Yeah.
You know, that was done in Temecula. And this year is the third year. They moved it to Lake Elsinore, and it's a bigger venue, more vendors, you know, it's trying to expand. And for the most part, every year is getting bigger and bigger. So that's good news for me. But at the same time, coming out here, you know, not only... You know, to sell stuff, but like just to meet other collectors, you know, meet other vendors like you guys, you know, just sharing that common the topic of action figures and collectibles and pop culture. You know, it's all cool. Cause like, out of all my homeboys, I'm the only one who does this kind of stuff. And actually, they kind of laugh at me when they come over to my house and you spend how much on this? You know what I mean? You know, and
really? I never, but you got a little bit of
around people that share the same.
Hey, you know what I tell most of mine? I'm like, hey, well, how much did you spend on dipping that on chrome?
Yeah. Exactly, man. Yeah. Exactly. You know. But yeah, I mean, I collect a little bit of everything, man.
You have a little bit of new, a little bit of old, vintage. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and through the times I've come, I've made clients and connections, you know, that collect G.I. Joe. So I continue to come out here because I know I can move some of the stuff. And I try not to get rich off people. That's not my goal. I want to share the common hobby with everybody else. At the same time, just to make a little bit of money or even trade or
just like I said, hobby.
But meeting people, you know, it's all about that, you know, and sharing that hobby with everybody. Everybody has their own stories, you know, growing up. Yeah. And I like to hear all that and sharing my stories with them as well.
That's why we created made a podcast.
Yeah.
That's why hopefully soon, I don't know when or how it's gonna happen, but we're gonna have to make a trip up to your place to do a podcast.
You guys are welcome, man. You guys are welcome. I'll throw this out there.
It's on tape now. So.
In early January, I get my Snake Mountain. I would love to do an unboxing with you guys. You know, set it up. I mean, for your Motu Classic fans out there, you know, I was fortunate and blessed to pre-order the Snake Mountain playset. And I'll be down to do an unveil or unboxing with you guys.
This is the controversial Coke bottle. This is the one where they're not allowed to get on the planes or whatever.
Really?
Yeah. You're not allowed to take this on the plane.
Yeah. Straight from Disneyland, man.
Yeah, they.
It explodes or what?
No, they just. It looks.
Look like real man. Yeah.
Yeah. Contraband, man.
Wait, turn it around. Oh, and then the label, bro.
I thought it said clack, clack.
All right, brother. Well, thank you for your time, man.
Thank you guys for having us, man. Keep collecting, man. Stay up, man.
We have the creator himself.
Yep.
Don.
Would you have time to record a piece of our podcast? And explain a little bit about how the VFW came about. Is that possible?
Oh, how it came about?
Yeah. Yes, sir. How did the idea of the VFW come about?
The VFW came about. We were having... Albert was having a show at his mother's house. And she didn't want him to have the show there anymore. So I drove by here and I saw they rent the hall. So I talked to me... Albert, John Suarez, Marty, there was like six of them. Miguel got in later, but there was like six of us, and we all agreed, okay. So came here, the first show was a disaster. Albert was late, and the guy let him in early, and Real Rider Dave stormed in, and they had everything messed up. And then I turned it back over to Albert. And in the meantime, a lady had given me money to carry on the show, a donation. So I gave that to Albert because I thought they were going to keep doing the show. Well, the second show, they did. And then they dropped out. So we sat here for two shows, six people. The guys that found it at Johnsport. We just sat here and looked at each other, had no customers. I paid for the hall. First hall, I lost like $90.
Oh, my God.
Because the hall was $150, and we didn't have enough guys to even sell tables to make it. So Albert went his way, and then George showed up, and then he contacted Susie and Lewis, and then they told all their friends. And it just grew and grew and grew. Obviously, we're out of room, and we got 60 people that want to be in the show.
Yeah,
I
know
myself. Pretty much, that's it. We've just been. I stopped the show last year because the tax people said we couldn't do it the way we were doing it. So I talked to George, he talked to the people, and they said we can do it like an indoor swap meet and still do it four, you know, five times a year or something. So we went ahead and jumped on November and December for this year, and then next year we'll probably maybe every other month we'll scatter it out. We'll try not to do the same days as Riverside. It's up to us. If we had a place twice the size of this, we could fit people.
Yeah,
we could be the biggest one in town.
It definitely has grown, and it's getting more. So yeah, you know, you see more and more people coming in now, like than before. Like, it wasn't really that many people coming in, and now
today was slow because there's a whole bunch of things I didn't know about was going on. But we still had a fairly good first start crowd.
Yeah,
everybody stormed in. I couldn't even keep up with all the people trying to grab up stuff, and then so I won't even know till I get home.
Do you have the date for December already?
December 15th.
You guys have it December 15th. Mark it on your calendars for the next BFW.
And basically, as of right now, we're sold out.
Wow. There you have it.
Because everybody that's in here signed up except for one person can't make it. And Pikachu's can't come now. I like his
setup, huh?
Yeah. But he'll be after that.
Well, you guys heard it from Don. I appreciate that you took the time to explain how the BFW took place.
Yeah,
we got here.
And I tried to explain that. I don't know why Albert left. He never told me. But I tried to explain to him, I'm not trying to take the show away from you. I was just giving you guys a place to have it. I'm a veteran, or we couldn't even have it. They wanted a veteran to actually sign up downstairs and pay their dues, pay $45 a year so we can do this. And we have another guy, Jeff Tucker, though. I'm going to try to get him in here. That way I can go back and retire.
All right, Don. Well, thank you. Appreciate your time. And thanks for being on the show.
Appreciate all you guys coming. Everybody signed up for next time. And we're good to go.
All right.
Thank you. All right. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Caesar's packing up.
Hey. What's up?
You're almost done, huh?
A little bit, yeah. Yeah, less. How's it going?
How was it today?
It was good, yeah. Okay. Man, the beginning, I was like, I took a video of it, and it was just like all these people rushing in. James White was here, and he was like, I want that, that, and that. And then he went to the next table, I want that, that, and that. And it was like, oh, man. Here we go. So it was good. But yeah.
That's pretty cool. How did you come about with the BFW? How did you know about it? Get to know
you know, it. This is pretty much the show. I'm sure it's for a lot of other people, but this is pretty much where I met all of you guys, a lot of the other local collectors. So I used to just have my own collection, and I really didn't know a lot of people out there who were local. I know they were out there, but for me, just looking on Facebook or trying to Google something, and I think on Facebook is when it came up about the show, and right here in the spot at the BFW here in Chula Vista. I came in just one of those Sundays, and I liked the way that it was set up. There was a little bit of variety for everything, and you know, just everyone was just so friendly and open, and you know, it's just it was a good environment just to be here and to be able to talk to other same collectors that I had. So, you know, for me, it's like, it's all about Star Wars, so it's to see other collectors as well and share, you know, that's just exchange names, but getting to know what they were doing and how they came to collect, and you know, the figures that they had on their set up on their tables, you know, so that really gave me like good motivation, not to basically continue my collection, but for me, it just gave me motivation to basically just go out there and just be able to talk to other people and just be like, hey, like, just share the same interests, basically. That's it. Because my wife, she's not into any of this. So for me, it was just like, hey, you know, like, remember this kid? Like, I would show her a figure and she'd be like, oh, yeah, who's that? I'm like, that's Luke Skywalker. I told you this, like, this is 100 times I told you. But anyway, yeah, she was just, you know, she likes to watch such a movie, yeah. But she still doesn't know what is it about. But but for me to come to a show and to talk to other people who are like that, it's just kind of, it really reignited my passion for collecting again, to be honest, just because I would get a figure here and there, I would find, you know, when I go to the store for whatever, but just seeing all these figures, the way they're displayed, I'm like, oh man, like, I want to have that display in my house.
If you guys missed out on his episode or like his podcast, that was, I think it was the second episode,
I'm just so happy to see him opening the boxes. Like,
yeah.
He did it for the first time when we were live on, yeah. on the second time he was on.
I'm pretty sure it still cringes you.
But. You know, they're actually in my home and in my bed next to me, and they're just standing there. They actually look pretty good. And what the reason I'm saying is, I like the way that they post them and how they're designed. My other collection is still, you know, inbox, but it's somewhere else.
Question.
But yeah.
When you opened it,
yeah.
Torciste la nalga? And, when you went like that, or?
No, nalga se torció, actually.
Oh, so
I was like, no, it's just interesting, because like I said, when you're a kid, you do those things, and you just do it without thinking about, you know, obviously you don't think about how much you're worth or what, you just play with it and you do that. But I don't know if, just when I started growing and just starting collecting, it just, like I said, I guess they just started to, my passions kind of changed to just have, like, I liked the way they looked in the box, so. But just opening them again, it was just brought me a lot of those memories. Like, you know, it's just not too bad. Like, I just thought of it. I was like, oh, like, this is cool.
He's in there. You know that, right?
He's in there, yes.
That inner child.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Still working to get out.
Like I said, it's... I see why people open them to play with them. For me, I just started that way, and now it's like it's just stuck with me. So.
Okay, baby steps.
Baby step. Yeah. Baby step. I'll open a finger here and there, like I said.
Next,
I've done it
need
on.
To get mud. Like they get mud, right?
Yeah.
And you guys have seen.
Doesn't damage the paint. It is actually like soothing for the skin.
The thing about it is, if I like to open them, I want to start like licking them, like. And I don't know. That might get.
I know that you probably open.
Maybe you breathe them.
I like to breathe the plastic and be like, oh my god. But no, it's. Like I said, I'll open figures here and there. That's not something that I normally do, but it's just, you know, it's just everyone collects differently. Everyone
has their own thing.
Has their own thing.
Yeah.
For me, that's my thing. So whether or not, so if those who open and like, I like to see videos, like not just in the group, but anyone. Like whenever people are showing videos and they're like posting them and they're like talking about the figure. I mean, like this guy right here. Yeah, he does it. I love watching those videos. I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool that they do that. So, but for me, I just. Like I said, that's my thing, my own. I'm proud of it, and but like I said, it's you know, if you see, I would say just take a look at the BMW show. I don't see a lot of open figures. Pretty much a lot of the stuff is in box. Whether you keep it like that or not, it's up to you.
Yeah.
So, like I said, it's just
everybody has their own thing.
I'm kidding.
All right, guys. Well, thank you for sharing.
Thank you so much. See you guys. See you guys around. All
right. We got George in the house. What's up, George?
What's up? What's up?
What's going on, George? We are live, Beta Podcast.
BFW Toy Show. When do we got our next one? December 15th.
That's what Don said.
The next BFW Toy Show. Making on out here. It's a little bit before Christmas. We have the Toys for Tots going on. You can bring a little $5 toy, something like that, put in for the kids.
Cosplay.
And cosplay. And I think... whatever Eduardo doesn't sell, he says he's giving away. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, that was a joke. Edit that.
We're going to find you on your social media.
Social media, you can find me, BFW _ Toy Show. So just look up BFW Toy Show. I show up, 858 Patches. And for toys, random toy pictures, you can just do a One Shots World GD for my awesome. Name, George.
All right, George. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Hey, you going to take pictures with the mask?
We'll see what's up.
Okay.
All right.
Oh wow, this is awesome, dude.
Gentlemen, how you doing? Live Beta Podcast.
Nice.
If you guys are looking for the best deals in town for Blu-rays, you got the man right here.
Yeah, no kidding.
Mitch Romero right here.
Mitch Romero, how's it going, Mitch?
Good.
Tell us a little bit about your stuff, man.
Well, right now we're closing up, but I always try and have a little bit of everything: movies, pops, action figures. Comic Con stuff, everything. Just so that people have a good selection.
Alright, we'll let them keep going because I think they were doing business. So.
Alright.
Oh, what's up, Jesus?
I know you're putting up, but you know, tell us a little bit about what you guys got.
Well, I'm a variation. I got figures, pops, plushies, stuff.
Your social media, where can we find you at?
You can find me on Instagram. Recently changed my fictitious name. I now choose Toys and Collectibles.
Oh, nice. You have a store also, right?
Yes, my store is 2965 Imperial Avenue, San Diego, California, 92102.
Yeah, you can say it in Spanish also.
En español. Mi nombre es Jesús y tengo una tienda que se llama Chuy Toys and Collectibles. La dirección es 2965 Imperial Avenue, San Diego, California, 9202. Todo abierto de lunes a sábado. Cierro los domingos porque a veces voy a toy shows and I gotta do this stuff. De vez en cuando a veces hay toy shows en sábado, pero cierro, pero menciono que voy a cerrar.
Bueno, pues, gracias por el tiempo y yeah, follow him on his Instagram, stop by his store, check out all his good stuff.
Sometimes you will see us like in a group, so if you see Eduardo, see Javier, you see Eric, you see me. Like, for some reason we're like, yes, man, which is awesome.
Okay, gracias. AVP Toys.
Check me out on social media. You're interested in some toy photography. See some of that here in the local San Diego area.
What'd you bring today at BMW?
Today I brought my personal collection of Funko Pops. It's mostly stuff from 2015. I got a lot of San Diego Comic-Con exclusives as well. So if you're interested in that, go ahead and shoot me a direct message. Check something out. Right here in San Diego area, I'm a local.
Awesome.
Yeah, I think this is gonna be it, guys. I think this was a good show, good episode.
Good episode.
We hope that you guys take the time to come out next time that they have it, which is December 15th again, which is a Sunday. So if you guys have time, you guys need any Christmas presents or anything, come on down December 15th para los de Tijuana. El 15 de diciembre va a ser el próximo evento aquí en el VFW Toy Show. Estamos al pendiente, yo les dejo saber, lo promocionamos en los grupos.
Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you guys.